Berkman came out of prison in 1906 after those 14 years, and it was a very, very emotional reunion with him and his anarchist friends. And he and Emma Goldman were no longer lovers after this, but they remained friends for the rest of their lives. In fact, one of the most remarkable examples of a long and intense friendship, real friendship between a man and a woman, even without a sexual encounter. And in fact, 2 years after Berkman came out, she and Berkman were involved in publishing the anarchist magazine Mother Earth. And 2 years after that, she met Ben Reitman. How many of you know about her relationship with Ben Reitman? 10 people. Well, finally, I have a chance. Ben Reitman. She was doing a lecture in Chicago. She was going all around the country lecturing. And she was going to lecture in Chicago. And as usual, the police were not letting her speak and were closing meeting halls. And she was a notorious, outrageous woman, speaking about birth control, speaking about free love, saying that marriage and love had nothing in common. But marriage was an insurance contract. Marriage was an economic arrangement. Love was something else, you see. Even in 1993, there are people who would be outraged by this, right? Family values and all of that, you see. But imagine, you know, in the early 1900s, speaking sometimes in churches about free love. Minister did not know what he was getting into. I don't know why. But, or maybe he did. It didn't last long as a minister, probably, after that. But so she's speaking in Chicago, but they're closing the halls to her. See if I can... The Chicago Tribune reports how the police, when she starts to speak, drag her off the stage. This was a very common thing with her. She was constantly being dragged off the stage by the police. After being warned that she must not speak, she goes ahead and speaks, and they drag her off the stage and arrest her. And this reporter records this conversation, the police captain. "Thought you'd come here and make trouble, eh?" said the captain. "Behave yourself," Emma shot back. "Talk like a man, even if you are a policeman." The police chief, "You can't talk here." "I'll talk when I damn please." Anyway, tells you something about her, the kind of person she is, right? Not exactly a shy and retiring person.